Now, I never want you to go home without hearing the message. Remember, what we're doing is we're continually renewing our minds. We're changing our minds. We're changing them from thinking like the world to thinking like God. We're changing them from being filled with false ideas and false beliefs. And we pick those up everywhere. You can pick those up just watching TV, or you hear your friends saying something and you just agree with them. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, man. You know, and you're just agreeing because it sounds good at the time. But that whatever you agreed with or whatever you saw and you began to believe may not be in alignment with what God is saying. God quite often is saying something completely different from what your friend is saying and what you're agreeing with them. We want to get to the point where we now begin to agree with the truth of God so that we can act on the truth of God and where we can now begin to see the truth of God begin to manifest in our lives. If it manifests in our lives, that means we will begin to see incredible things happen. Powerful walls will be knocked down with that power of God that is coming out of us. It'll begin to change the way we see the world. It'll begin to change the way we act in situations. It will change everything. And that's what we're doing. We're changing your mind. We got to get it in alignment with thinking like God, seeing through the eyes of truth, not the eyes of falsity. And that everything that we do now is in alignment with that. That's what we're doing here at Golden Heart. And we're doing it together because that's the best way. That's God's plan. He wants us to work together on that. And the more of you that begin to speak the words of truth and agree with God's truth and God's promises, pretty soon it creates a little environment here where it becomes really hard to say something false. Why? Because nobody else is supporting the things that are false. See, out in the world, it's easy to get caught up in the ideas of the world, you know, because they're false ideas. And everybody else is saying, yeah, yeah, oh yeah, I agree with that, you know. But the more we get surrounded by that, it's easy to slip into the darkness without even realizing that we're no longer in truth. But here, this is a little practice session where you come into an environment where everybody is agreeing with the truth. And we're all working together to step into that kind of life where we now work the works of the kingdom, where we are a blessing of God, where we let the love of God flow through us. And the more that we support one another in that, it helps us to see what other false ideas we have, what other emotions are in there that are not love of God. We can now identify that and we can give that up. And that helps us in a big way. Today's message is called Divine Protection. Divine Protection. You've got divine protection. The minute you invite Jesus into your heart, God has put protection on you and around you, and you've got to know that. If we go to a couple of verses here, it'll tell you. In Psalms 91, listen to this. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wing you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. If I jump down to verse 7. And 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you. So here it's talking in Psalms how we are protected. It doesn't matter if 10,000 fall at your right hand. It won't come near you. You have a divine protection that surrounds you in all circumstances and all situations. It is there. Now, I have to say something before I go too far. Because for the purpose of our discussion, I got to make it very clear to you that what I say here today applies to what happens in your life tomorrow. Too often, I think people come to church And they hear the message and they go, oh, wow, praise God, man, that was good. I got fired up. And then you say, but it's got nothing to do with my problems at home. It's got nothing to do with the fact that I'm having trouble paying my bills. There's nothing related to that message for me. Sure, I'm divinely protected. Thanks, Ted. Love to hear that. Good stuff. And then you go home. It's got nothing to do with the fact that I'm having this confrontation with this coworker or this family member. It's got nothing to do with that, and there's nothing that I can do about it. It has nothing to do with it. And so we create a separation between what is being said here about God and about the kingdom of God and about your spiritual life with our physical life. And when we make that disconnection, we do a big disservice to ourselves, because it is directly connected. It is directly connected, and it's the most important thing that we have to understand. The reason that we talk about the things of God is because that is the solution to every problem that you have in your life. Because every problem that you have in your life, no matter what it looks like or what you think, that it has nothing to do with God, the root of it is happening in the spiritual. The root of your problem is happening on a spiritual level. It is a spiritual battle that is taking place on the spiritual level. And quite often, all we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg when we're looking at our problem. We might be seeing the coworker, or the lack of finances, or the lack of health, and we see that. That is just the tip of the iceberg to what our problem is. Now think about this. 80 to 90% of an iceberg is under the water. You're only seeing a small little bit of that. Now, I know some of those icebergs look pretty darn big. When I see ships going past them, they're like huge. You know, like several stories high as the ships go by them. But that's only 80 to 90% of the iceberg. The majority of it is under the water. I'm telling you, the same thing is true with your problem. The coworker that you're in a conflict with is only 10% of the problem. That's only a symptom. It's only the tip of the iceberg. There is something going on a deeper level, on a spiritual level, that's causing that problem. And that's what we've got to understand for the purpose of this discussion today about divine protection, is that whatever problem you're facing, and it doesn't matter what you call it, it doesn't matter what the sickness is called, or the virus is called, or the disease is called, I'm telling you, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The real problem is that other 80 to 90%. And that's where the power is. And that's also where the solution is. And that's how we solve the problems in our life. Don't disconnect what's being said here from what's happening in your life. Instead, connect. Connect what is happening and being said about God to what is happening in your life. And now you'll begin to see the solutions come forth. Because the solution to your problem is on that spiritual level. Every single problem that we have, there is a battle going on in the spirit. There is a conflict going on another level. And quite often, we're unaware of it. The majority of people are unaware of it. And that's why they think the things that are said about God and spirituality, and, you know, and all the things that God says about truth has nothing to do with what problems I'm going through, Ted. But it does. It has everything to do with that. And we have to understand that. Because as long as we only look at that 10% that's above water, then we don't have that protection that God has provided for us. Because we stand on something else. We stand on trying to solve this problem. You can't solve the problem by only addressing 10% of it. You've got to address the core, the root of it. Get down to the root of what's really causing that. Now let's get back to the message, because it's divine protection. That God has provided for you protection on a great level. Now, I want to read this to you. This is important. This is in Ephesians. Paul wrote this, and I'm going to skip down for right now to Ephesians verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. We're not battling against flesh and blood. Your problem has nothing to do with what's happening in the physical, is what Paul is saying here in Ephesians. He is getting to the root of the problem. He is talking about what's happening on that deeper level. That's where the problem began. That's the root of the problem. And that's also where the problem is solved, when we begin to address beyond the physical, beyond the flesh and blood, and now start to look that there is rulers of darkness. And what did it say here? Let's go back to that. That was good stuff he wrote here. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So they're in the spirit, these principalities and powers. And they're trying to come against you to make something happen in your life that you don't want to happen, something bad usually. And you don't want that because you want something good to happen in your life. You want the blessings of God in your life. You want to have God's prosperity and health and strength in your life. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I know that's what you want, or you wouldn't be here.
Amen.
That's what you want in your life. And yet there is a force that tries to come against us. The rulers of darkness try to come against us and make us fall into this other category. Now, we don't have to worry though. You don't have to worry because you have divine protection. God protects you because you are a believer, you are filled with the Lord, and you have power over all things. If I go down, we have another verse about believing. In Psalms 32, verse 7, it says, "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." He's talking about the Lord. Look at that. And in Psalms 27, verse 5, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock." That's God. God is watching over us and protecting us. He is putting his wing over us. You know, he is taking care of us. He's not letting us, he's not hanging us out there to dry with no protection. We've got divine protection. Now, if you're not sure yet that this relates to the physical, let me give you some examples of how divine protection kicks in when you need it. Because we've had some great testimonials recently about how things that happen in the physical were totally protected by God. I remember Kirsten was rock climbing, and she was getting close to the top. She was in a competition. She's working her way to the top, and then suddenly she fell. Well, talk about divine protection. Because those that are divinely protected, they bounce. They don't break. And she hit that ground, but she bounced right back up. And as she fell, something in her spirit rose up and said, "God healed me even before I broke." She was healed even before she hit the ground. She knew as she was falling, these were the words that came to her. That's called divine protection. People say amen to that.
Amen.
That's called divine protection. And that's the kind of protection that we've got in the physical world when we believe in God, when we know that we are protected and we have that protection on all levels. I heard a story about this lady. She was walking down the street and these two guys jumped out. They grabbed her. They began to wrestle with her, attacking her. She didn't know what to do. She screamed out, "Jesus!" And they kind of let go. And then they grabbed her and they started tussling with her again. And she said, "Jesus!" And they looked up and they started running down the street, both of them, just running as fast as they could go. Well, she reported it and the police caught them and they took her down to the station for a positive ID. And she went there and she looked at them. She said, "Yep, that's them." And as she was about to leave, they were bringing one of the guys out to put him into the cell. And he saw the lady. He said to the officer, "Can I talk to her? I just want to ask her a question." It's kind of unusual, but the officer said, "All right." He said, who were those two big guys that were with you out there on the street?" God, when she called upon Jesus, brought to her two mighty angel warriors that stood there with her, that did not let evil come against her, that protected her against the darkness. Say amen to that. That's the power of God that we've got. That's the kind of divine protection that we have in all ways, at all times. That's what's going on in your life. That's the kind of power that you've got. You are protected. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't need to fall into that. And see, and this is directly related to your life. There are times out there where things try to come against us, but nothing can stand against you. You've got the power of Almighty God on the inside. I'm telling you, God is great and he protects us all the time. I'm remembering this other story here. And this was about, Paul. You might remember this guy, Paul. Now, talk about divine protection. If you're not sure that it's working in your life, Paul was a guy, he's out there, he's believing in God, right? Jesus revealed himself, he's now spreading the gospel and telling everybody about Jesus. What happened to this guy? Time and time and time again. I'll tell you, he was beaten, he was stoned and left for dead, he was bit by poisonous snakes, he went through hurricanes, he was locked up, ready to be executed, and time again, he was delivered. The snake had no effect. The hurricane had no effect. They thought he was dead. He rose up from that death, came right back in and started preaching again. Didn't matter how many times they beat him. Didn't matter how many times they stoned him. It didn't matter what they did to him. As long as he stood in the truth of God, he was protected in all ways at all times. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I'll tell you, God is good. God is good, and we got divine protection all around us. Not too many weeks ago, probably like a month ago, I think it was, there was a man who went through our parking lot. He decided, hey, what fun it would be to slash all the car tires. So he started going through and puncturing tires, one car after another. He just went through and punctured the tires. Well, then he got the very next car was going to be Liza's car. He had already punctured the tires of the car before. And then I noticed on the video, surveillance video, he looked up. And something startled him, and he kind of looked again, like he didn't know what it was, and he walked off. Liza's car was protected. Well, I started looking closer at the surveillance video, because I assumed it must have been a noise in the lobby, the elevator came down, somebody was in there, and he heard something, and he went. Well, the surveillance video shows nobody in the lobby, shows nobody in the elevator, shows nothing moving. It's completely dark out, there's nobody around but this guy. But I'll tell you right now that I know and believe without a doubt that there was an angel of the Lord called right there to protect the property of God's servant. And there was no way that this guy was going to come against her car, because he said, get out of here. And that guy took off. He was visibly startled. That's the power that God has in our life when we believe in him. That's the power that we have. We have protection. Protection, divine protection. Even our stuff has divine protection when you believe in God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
God is good. God is good in all ways. Now, if we go down a little bit further here, in Isaiah 54:17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, that's for the people of God. That's for you. And that means that when you're standing, wherever you are in the world, wherever you go, you are protected. It doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter what people are saying. It doesn't matter what people are doing. You are surrounded and protected by God in all ways at all times.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
I remember this man, the story of this man. I remember the man too, because I met him. And he was standing outside of a Target store. He wasn't feeling very good. He had taken too many drugs. He didn't know how these drugs would work on his system. He took way more than he should. And now he's feeling bad. He's realizing, I'm going to die. He's on the phone trying to call for the paramedics to come. There seems to be some sort of confusion about where he is and everything. But at that moment, God sends an angel. And that angel is out there. Her name is Kirsten. And she delivers that man, gets him into her car, and gets him to the hospital and saves his life. That's called divine protection. That young man is a believer. He was a believer in God. He made a mistake. But you know what? God didn't forget about him. God remembered that he needed help at that time of need. God remembered and protected him and brought an angel to his side that now took him to that hospital. That's called divine protection. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We got to know that we are protected. When we got to go out there into the world, you are protected from financial catastrophe. You are protected from physical harm. Doesn't matter whether it comes from a person or a car accident or a situation. You've got to know that you've got protection. You've got that divine protection. It surrounds you. Now, how does that work? How do we get this divine protection? How do we get this divine protection? Well, we've got to walk in faith. Listen to this. We got to walk in faith. Check out this. This is 1 Corinthians. No, it's not 1 Corinthians. Excuse me. It's 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. It says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." So that victory is coming through our faith. It is happening in our believing. So we've got to believe. We got to be believers if we're going to have that kind of protection. Let me go to something that Paul wrote about here too. He talks about something about the armor of God. No, wait, don't run for the door and go buy some armor yet. But here's what God, here's what Paul says. He's talking about the armor of God. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God." Now, notice what he said. He said, put on the whole armor of God. That means that you have a choice. You don't just automatically believe and have the armor. You've got to put it on. Now, if you're coming to, if something's trying to come against you, and I've already said, it has more to do with than the physical things. It is something on a spiritual level, something beyond flesh and blood that comes against you. If you're going to stand against that, you want to put on the armor of God. And you have to make a choice about putting it on. It just doesn't happen automatically. We wouldn't have to put it on if we just believed and had it already. We've got to make a conscious choice when we get up. Yes, I want to go out there with the armor of God on. I don't want to go out there just, you know, bare boned. I may not bounce when I fall. You know, I need that. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So listen to what Paul says about this armor of God. "So put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age." You already heard me read this. "Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having girded," now listen to this, "having girded your waist with truth." So part of that armor is truth. Where does the truth come from? The Word of God. That's why we get into the Word, and the more, we're not trying to memorize it, but we're trying to get it into our hearts. By reading it and getting into the hearts, now suddenly we gird our waist with truth. We start to have that truth on our waist. If we go a little bit further, "and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." You've got to know and believe that you're righteous. That's what protects. The breastplate of righteousness is knowing that you're righteous. You've got to believe that and know that you're righteous. Because many people who believe in Jesus at the same time say, "Oh, I'm just an old sinner." Well, you cannot be righteous and be a sinner. You've got to be one or the other. And if you want to have the breastplate armor on there, you've got to believe that you're righteous. That means in right standing with God. When God looks at you, and this is the truth, if you've received Jesus, when God looks at you, he does not see a blemish. He does not see faults. He does not see your shortcomings. He sees you the same way he sees Jesus. And when you believe that now, what do you got? You got the breastplate of armor. The breastplate of righteousness is now upon you. Let's see what else Paul says about this armor. "And having shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace." So your feet, peace are on your feet. It's about the peace. So if we want that, we got to release now, get rid of all that anger, all that upset, all that hatred, all that jealousy. There's no room for that in our hearts. We got to give that to Jesus. Let him take it away. Why? So that our feet can be shod with that peace, the peace of God. And that is another part of the armor of God. So we got righteousness and we got peace that is part of that armor that we are putting on. We got truth. Let's go a little further. "Above all, take the shield of faith." The shield of faith. I talk about faith a lot. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing the promises of God and holding on to those promises, not letting them go. And that is your shield. You want to have some armor around you, something to shield you against the darkness that tries to come against you. You stand in your faith. You continue to believe the promises of God, knowing nothing can harm me. I'm completely protected. God is watching out for me. I have that. That is your shield of faith right there. That is part of your armor. See, these are all points that we need to receive this into our hearts and our minds, and we need to believe it. And as we do, the protection, that armor of God gets up there. Now it doesn't matter what principality or power or force of darkness tries to come against you. It's got no power over you. Because Jesus already defeated them. And when you receive Him, you receive that same divine protection. They can't defeat you because you've already defeated them. Say amen to that. Let's go on. So, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. That means none of that stuff can get through to you. It's going to be stopped. And take the helmet of salvation. When we receive Jesus, we receive that salvation, right? We are redeemed. We are brought back into the present, reconciled with God, brought back into His presence, restored back to who we were meant to be. That's the helmet right there, the salvation. That's the helmet of that armor when we have that. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit. And we're not having to wave that sword around, because remember, it talks about Jesus having a tongue for a sword. When we get that truth inside of us, that Word of God inside of us, now it becomes the truth in our mouth. It becomes the truth of our tongue. And now when we speak those words of truth, that is the sword. And it cuts through the darkness. And it cuts through the falsity, separating it so that we can see where the kingdom of God is versus where the kingdom of darkness is. These are the things that we need to do in order to be protected in all ways. We just have to believe, receive that truth, receive it in our hearts in great ways. Let's read on here. Okay, and take up the 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to do this, and with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. So we now see what this armor of God is. The protection of God. Now, Paul is very detailed in this. If anybody should know how the armor of God works, it's Paul. Do you know anybody that was killed, beat up, stoned, you know, all these different things that he went through and survived? See, Paul was demonstrating the power of God. He was demonstrating the power of that protection that was upon those who believe. When you start to realize that the things that are happening out there in the world are not separated from the things that we're talking about in here at Golden Heart. They're not separated. The problems that I have financially not paying my bills, or the problems that I have physically, no matter what the disease or the virus is called, are directly related to these forces of darkness that we're talking about in here. When you stand, though, with the armor of God on the way Paul did, once you stand in that armor, there is nothing that can come against you. They cannot hurt you. They cannot harm you. It doesn't matter what they say or what they do. It will have no power over you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Because this is the will of God. God put His wing over you. He's watching over you. He's protecting you. At all times, you have that divine protection. In all ways, you have it. We got to believe. We got to stand in faith. We got to be filled with those words of truth. And let that truth, that sword of truth, cut away the false beliefs. Cut away the darkness. Separate it. Separate it so that we now can stand in the kingdom of God and work according to the plan of God. That's what's going to deliver you. That's what's going to bring you into the power that you need for whatever victory that God has delivered into your hands. Say amen to that.
Amen.